Council meeting
Recording
of
in
November
progress.
13th, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda, posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, good evening. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Leibowitz. Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Aaron.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Item number five, are there any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Thank you. I see none. Open to the public's comments regarding item number 13, consent agenda items. Again, this is only for the consent agenda items. Opening to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Ms. Cedar, I see no one at the podium. I'm closing to the in-person attendees. Thank you. Item number 7, ordinance first reading, adopting redevelopment plan for 1028 Stilton Road, block 5401, lot 1.02, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Adopting a Redevelopment Plan for Block 5401, Lot 1.02, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as 1028 Stilton Road, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the second day of December 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Aaron.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 8, ordinance first reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Township Ordinance Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Chapter 11, Hotels and Motels, Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Chapter 16, Housing and Rent Control, Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, Chapter 22, Solid Waste Management, and Chapter 23, Sewers and Wastewater, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the second day of December 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, please roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Erin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 9, ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 21, Zoning Section 6, General Regulations Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 6, General Regulations, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the ninth day of December 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Erin.
Second, Cahill.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We have a roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Erin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 10, ordinance first reading, amending salary and wage ordinance resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending the salary and wage schedule, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the second day of December 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Erin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 11, first reading, adopting redevelopment plan block 6201, lot 6.02, and block 7401, lots 2.02 and 2.03, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Adopting a Redevelopment Plan for Block 6201, Lot 6.02, and Block 7401, Lots 2.02 and 2.03, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as Erickson Site, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the second day of December 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Aaron.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 12, ordinance first reading, bond ordinance, various road improvements for $6,724,747/$5,990,000, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by, Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Road Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $6,724,747, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $5,990,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the second day of December 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Aaron.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 13, Consent Agenda Resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilmember Rashid.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a roll call?
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 14, announcements and comments from our officials. Let's start with Councilwoman Cahill.
Oh, did you start?
Go ahead.
Shocked I moved my seat because I didn't want to be that far.
You threw me off.
The announcements I like to make were two things. I was glad to see voter turnout in the state of New Jersey. It made me feel good that people were invested and using their right to vote. And I'd also like to wish the residents of the township a very happy and healthy. Oh, we're going to be here before Thanksgiving, aren't we?
Yeah.
I forgot. All right. So skip that. That'll wait till the next. So no other comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Just like to let everybody know, anybody that's participating in the holiday light decorating contest, we're starting on the 19th, taking those applications.
Nice. Those are really nice to ride around, right? I remember doing that with my kids when they were younger. Councilwoman Rashid?
I just wanted to say how many food drives, toy drives are happening in town. There's so many opportunities to volunteer. And I want to thank so many neighbors that reached out to me to help out with the food drive. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Councilmember Rashid. Councilmember Frankern?
No comment at this time.
Thank you, Councilmember. Mayor Waller?
Thank you, Council President. I just want to thank the council for introduction of the capital area improvements. That'll be the balance of Avenue. The first, second phase, the older brother from the 287 bridge to where the Luke Oil is, and then I believe 11th Street, and then all the curbing that's left, I believe, on Richards, Murray, and Evans Avenue and Sturbridge, Sturbridge Drive, and about five or six other streets that are out there off the top of my head.
That's great. Does that mean that intersection over by the Luke Oil too? Or
no? Yeah, it means from the intersection where the light is to the bridge.
Oh, good.
Right,
okay,
there.
Thank you.
Where it's uneven. That project's been broken down into four different phases. So the other phase three and four are on the other side of the bridge by North Rand and Stelton. So the county portion of Stelton Road in Old New Brunswick, that'll be going out to bid, I believe, in 2027. So that's when we're going to do all the safety improvements for that section of Old New Brunswick Road between North Rand and where the county scope work stops.
Yeah,
so.
It's too bad they couldn't take a look at the rest of that piece of Stelton Road. That's
a whole nother
I know
issue. Yeah. Also want to thank you for first reading for the redevelopment plan across the street at Erickson. I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in the developer over there. There was three public informational sessions out there where I believe that the homeowners and the residents bought into. Obviously, everybody knows we're being sued by high-density housing advocates. I'm going to say that. And a developer. They want 2,500 homes out there. That site can't handle 2,500 homes. And the bottom line is they want to destroy our town center vision. And, you know, you won't have a supermarket. You won't have all the restaurants or anything like that. You won't have the hotel. You won't have senior housing. You're going to be missing everything that we've asked about for the last 15 years about a town center.
It was presented to the town, to the people of the town, as exactly that.
Exactly that.
Right. And as you said, Mayor, those public sessions where residents came out and even
gave input.
Right. And even with those public sessions, you know, you still had the residents of the single family homes very concerned how it was going to impact them. Although, you know, even though the plan laid out for single family homes to abut single family homes. It's so disheartening.
I was going to say,
because we all talked about this for so long, having that town center, even like sort of like a transit village where there would be encouragement of people to take the train from there into the city if they were working and commuting. And giving them sort of the space to walk rather than to drive to the store and other places. All about that walkability that we've always talked about in town.
There's also an over 55 piece in there that was not added.
Well, all I heard from the property owner for the last several years, how he loves Piscataway, he thinks Piscataway's great. And then he does 180 degrees on the township residents. It's basically shameful.
Oh, we also have another player also now with affordable housing.
Yeah.
So that's become a third party player.
Which is shameful on their part.
Which is shameful on all of them.
Yeah. With that being said, we're going to have to protect the town residents and not destroy this corridor here that we always envisioned. Something to be proud of. And I don't want to see Soviet style housing being built out there because that's what they're going to propose. I mean, if you want to go to Eastern Germany or over the Eastern Europe and stuff like that, you see that type of housing. That's what they're trying to propose.
Thank you, Mayor.
Put that on the record, Council President, because I want to let the residents know that we're out there fighting on their behalf and that we're not going to take this line down and have us be pushed over. You know, I don't care about judges, the owner or whatever, doesn't matter. That's not right. We got one bite at the apple out here. This is the last largest contiguous piece of property that we have in a town. And that's where we had always envisioned a town center would be.
We had a vision for it. And originally the builder was going along with our vision and was presented to the township.
And there was even another plan by the same developer that would have kept ShopRite in town with mixed use as well, which would have ideally been the best you know, location for that with the park across the street and everything that we talked about. And so that changed and we didn't get that. You know, we can't, it's a fight that we have to fight because we're right here in our civic area.
Agreed. Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, President Espinoza. Tonight, I actually don't have any additional information than what I added last week, but thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Gumar.
No comment either. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to echo what Councilmember Rashid said. There's a lot of nice charities that are out there, toy drives and food banks that are happening, but also some clothes banks that are out there that are collecting coats for the homeless. So just please, I'm pretty sure that everybody will appreciate your contributions. I'm hoping to get a list out by next meeting of some of the toy drives that are out there, some of the charities that are out there, so that way we can post them somewhere essentially. So that way it's a one-stop shop. So I'll talk to the office. One in particular is Piscataway Soccer Club is also holding one, a toy drive. Visit their website, as well as several firehouses within the township that are also driving. They're also having their own toy drive. So please contribute. It's for the kids. It's for the families. It's for hunger. So please be proactive in giving. So thank you.
Thank you to Melissa for organizing the township food drive to bring over to Fish. Thank you, Melissa.
We have here.
Box is still over here that you're collecting for, right? Thank you, Melissa.
When is that over? What date?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So please come to the township. Please contribute. It's until tomorrow. So thank you. Item number 15, agenda session for November 25th, 2025. Presentation, thank you, Karen and John O'Donnell. Resolution authorizing workers' compensation contract with MetaMerge. Any comments or questions on that resolution? We have a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to 100% tax exempt. And then we have a motion to accept council meeting minutes for November 6th, 2025. Okay, we are coming up to the public portion of this meeting, opening to the public, remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Good evening.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis. I was just talking to this police officer here about the issues of property maintenance that create a burden for a neighbor in a very malicious way. Our district leader paid me a visit one time and he walked around that lot. Nothing happened. The burden is there and it's worse. Property maintenance is not concerned. After all those complaints throughout the year, nothing. The burden is there. I have trenches around that lot to keep the water away because of the negligence that keeps on hurting me. The situation came to a point where it's malicious, unconcerned, cursed out. Even the police practically stepped on me with guns at ready. I wish one of you will come to 58 Curtis and walk around that lot and tell me what you see on your next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. I see no one. Thank you. Closing to the in-person attendees. Okay. Motion to adjourn the meeting tonight. Everyone wants to stay tonight? Motion to adjourn?
Jen.
Thank you. Any against? No? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.